This next report examines the connection between two of the nation's long-term financial issues. President Bush continues pressing for changes to Social Security this week. At the same time, the nation's governors are meeting in Washington, and they're preparing to negotiate who pays the bills for Medicaid, the health program for the poor. Those two battles are connected by yet another issue. It's the growing cost of long-term health care. That has been a mostly invisible issue, but there is pressure to bring it to center stage. Here's NPR's Julie Rovner.
Even by the standards of a $1.7 trillion health care system, long-term care eats up a pretty big chunk. The nation's bill for long-term care, mainly for nursing home and at-home care, was about $140 billion in 2002. And as the baby boom generation ages, that number is only going to rise.
It's an expensive part of life.
Douglas Holt-Eakin is director of the Congressional Budget Office.
Along with all other aspects of health care, as we are older, there will be more demands for long-term care. Among the aged, over half requires some sort of long-term care.
Meaning care that elderly or disabled people need to perform such everyday tasks as eating, bathing, or dressing. It hasn't come up much in the Social Security debate, but the rising cost of long-term care has important implications for that program. Bill Thomas is the Republican chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee.
What I've been urging my colleagues to do as we begin to address obvious shortfall in the Social Security system is to begin to look at the major reason for the shortfall in the above 75 category, and that is the society has not successfully addressed chronic or long-term care needs.
In fact, although few people realize it, the federal Medicare program for the elderly and disabled doesn't cover most types of long-term care. The only government program that does is the Medicaid program for the poor, meaning the costs are shared by the states. Virginia Democratic Governor Mark Warner, who chairs the National Governors Association, says that's a huge source of frustration for him and his colleagues.
The premise of Medicare was that the federal government would help take care of the health care needs of seniors after they hit 65. What we have not had, though, is that deal held up. What we've had is that Medicare takes care of certain health care costs, but that enormous cost of long-term care in a nursing home is a cost that has been shifted to the states.
And that's a big part of the governor's current Medicaid funding problems, Warner says.
Over 60% of all of the senior citizens in our country who are in nursing homes are there and being paid for by Medicaid. And those costs are enormous. They rise much, much higher than, for example, children's health care costs or other Medicaid populations.
In fact, in 2004, the elderly and disabled represented just over a quarter of Medicaid beneficiaries, but their care consumed more than 70% of all Medicaid funds. Governor Warner says he's sympathetic to the need to fix Social Security, but meanwhile, Medicaid represents a much more immediate problem.
Let's remember that even under the president's analysis, Social Security doesn't go broke until 2042. Let me assure you, Medicaid and the health care systems of the states are going to go broke long before 2042. The lifeline for Medicaid, in terms of its current structure, I would argue, is less than 10 years before it ends up driving states into fiscal morass.
Congressional Budget Office Director Douglas Holt-Eakin says Medicaid and Medicare are a more immediate problem than Social Security for the federal budget, too.
There's no question that federal dollars climb more rapidly and get much larger in Medicaid and Medicare than in Social Security. So that's the central domestic policy challenge. Social Security is important, but numerically is not nearly as large.
One interest group that would like to see the Social Security debate broadened is the AARP. The senior group steadfastly opposes the president's plan for private accounts for Social Security and has long championed development of a national long-term care policy. AARP policy director John Rother says he thinks the current Social Security debate is too narrowly framed.
If we really do think more broadly about how do we put together the pieces that people need to have some element of security in their later years, then you've got to look at income, you've got to look at savings, you've got to look at health care, and you have to look at long-term care and see how the pieces fit together.
Rother also says that addressing long-term care might be a way to bring some bipartisanship to what's been a largely polarized debate. Democrats and Republicans have been sparring over Social Security and the Bush administration's plans to cut Medicaid spending by $45 billion.
I don't know if I want to predict anything, but I think that we are locked in partisan combat over issues like private accounts out of Social Security, and really kind of broadening the discussion might be a way of bringing more people to the table in more interesting ways. and where people haven't locked in already in one side versus the other. And so I think it is potentially constructive and potentially a way of finding some middle ground.
House Ways and Means Chairman Bill Thomas, whose job it will be to steer a Social Security bill through the House, says he can see how you could address long-term care at the same time as Social Security.
Now, the irony of all this is that if you're going to be old, and more of us are going to be old, you're going to need more or less a degree of chronic or long-term care. That's a given.
And if it's a given, he says, you can plan for it.
So you should be able to begin putting your money away when you're younger so that all of those miracles of compounding interest that people are talking about now in Social Security funds can also help you in creating funds available for chronic or long-term care needs.
Democratic Governor Warner says that might also help the governor's Medicaid mess.
I think we're going to have to look at some new ideas. We're going to have to encourage greater personal responsibility, and that means how do we incent folks in their 40s and 50s and younger to go ahead and buy long-term care insurance.
Still, Congressman Thomas says he's having a hard time getting his colleagues' past fights over Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid to focus on long-term care.
It's one of those issues that everyone acknowledges is important, but it's fourth on everyone's list, and somehow we can only get to the first, the second, and the third, so we never do address the fourth. And what I'm trying to get more and more of my colleagues to realize that the first issue, the second issue, and the third issue are in fact totally related to the fourth issue that they never look at.
Sooner or later, though, someone is going to have to look at long-term care. Over the next 15 years, the number of people who need long-term care is expected to increase by 30%, according to government statistics, and over the next 50 years, it could nearly double. If something isn't done, that could create budget headaches that make today's look mild by comparison. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.